sir.
WA2RVJ.
Good morning. It was an unidentified. Good morning. This is W2VL.
You're kind of scratchy and repeater in and out.
I just increased power. This is W2HL mobile.
Okay, yeah. You're sounding kind of scratchy.
I'm a little itchy.
Using an HD or something?
No, I'm mobile. I'm mobile in Long Island.
You're mobile in Long Island?
I think I just heard that.
Did you say you're mobile in Long Island?
Sir, yes.
You're not really making this repeated so well.
Okay. I just honked the horn. probably woke up my neighbor, and like knocking on his door or something. Yeah, I've been licensed since 67.
Okay, what was your call size again?
My call is right now. My call right now is W2HL. What? I just have to warn you. It was an accident. Yeah, okay. Don't worry.
My wife.
I'll be in a minute.
That's my wife. She was wondering why the hump's a horn pump.
Yeah, my license is 67. My other call sign, my original call was WB2, Charlie George Edward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, WA20Z. Okay, Howard, I believe you said, you're starting to come in a little bit weak now, but still readable. I heard you on a couple of times with my friend Charlie, N1LU, and we were talking about phonetics and HL. I came up with Harbor Lights. And handle here is Don Delta Oscar November, located in Norwood, New Jersey. Howard was the other station. Pick it up.
Dave, pick it up, Dave.
Get it, WA2RVJ. Name's Dave. Okay, Dave, you're coming in really fine. We're about, as the crow flies, about, I'd say a mile and a half from the repeater.
Roger. Okay.
He's the bootlegger.
We're over here in Queens, over here by 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah, I heard that comment, and I believe it.
I can barely make you out. QTH is Norwood. I pulled you out that time. I think you said, are you coming in any better? You're getting weaker.
All right, WA2RVJ, I'll be on the side.
Okay, Dave, nice to make your acquaintance. Was that W2HL, Harbor Lights?
Yeah, am I coming in any better now?
Okay, right, you're coming in a little bit better now. We've been licensed here since 1962. The call sign was, at that time, was Whiskey Victor to Zulu Oscar Zulu. Then when I got my general, it was Whiskey Alpha to Zulu Oscar Zulu. And I'm an extra now. And 20 words per minute extra, and I never had the call sign changed.
82 BOR.
Okay, hello, Rob. Harbor Light is a good phonetic, thank you, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, it's a restaurant where I live, I'm sorry you gave it. I had a senior moment.
Handle is Don. Delta, Oscar, November, or double or nothing, whichever you prefer. And good morning, Rocky.
Yeah, I heard it also referred to as December, October, November. I wonder if you ever ran that one. I'm sure you have. 62. I've been licensed since 67. My father was my Elmer. He got me into this thing at 13. But you're sounding real good, Don. And good morning to Rock. Every time I hear your call, every time I hear you, Rock, I get hungry. Good morning to you. This is Howard in W2HL Mobile in Queens.
Yeah, very good, Howard. I guess you got my comment before. I was listening for a while.
Yes, I did. And I believe it.
There's no doubt about it. I can tell you that. That person was out there before just calling my name, and I didn't key up. When he went back to you, I just listened for a while.
Yeah, he was going. So I guess you remember all the old equipment there, Don. I'm using on HF, I'm using all Collins equipment. Back to you and the group W2HL.
WA2COC. I guess you have, if you have a Collins S line, you're a lucky man. I'm looking at my old Hallicrafter's receiver right now, Sierra X-Ray 140. That's the first ham radio receiver I ever had. And the rest of the equipment, I have an HT-40, which is the matching transmitter, which is over at my late parents' house. And my witch sister is still living there. So I guess I won't see that until we sell the house. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear that harmony there. It is prevalent around many areas. Yeah, the HT-30, the HT-40, soon you mentioned HT, I knew it was a transmitter, and the SX is the receivers. I had an SR-150 transceiver that was totally destroyed by Hurricane Sandy and the shack down there. We had 8 feet of water, and I bought all Collins equipment because, you know, I always wanted it. And, you know, it was hard to grasp, it was outside the realm of a lot of hams back then because of its exorbitant price. So, and then I put the station right back in the same spot where the 8 feet of water is. So in case, I got to maintain monitoring of the, you know, hurricane conditions. If you hear anything about it, I'm going to move the stuff right upstairs. I'm in the process making a shack upstairs. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm hogging it here, Rock. Pick it up. W2HL.
Yeah, thanks, Howard. If the radio equipment you're talking about, I'm looking at that table on QRZ right now as we speak. Nice. Hey, Don, good morning to you. Long time no hear. How you doing?
WA2COZ returning. Okay, Rocky. Got the apartment just about clean where I want it right now. I invited Georgie over. I'm going to give her my old TV, the old boat anchor, Panasonic HD, and well, the place is really looking good. My daughter has a new car, a new used car. I guess, you know, my ex works at a Toyota dealership, and I guess it's in Rockland County, and she got a 2011 Toyota Corolla with 1,900 miles on it. So far, she loves it.
Yeah, very good, Don. Tell her to say good luck with it. You know, you always take a chance when you're buying a used car, but 3 years old and a Toyota, they usually don't sell any junks. Don, when we clear a little bit, give me a phone call at my shop when you get a chance. Let's see, Howard, back over to you, W2HL, KD2BOR.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious about, I maybe email you there, Rob, about the comment that you made before. Would like to find some more information on that.
I already shot you an email before when the conversation struck up when I was listening. I don't know if you're going to get it. I guess I've been having a problem with my new computer, and it seems like my emails are not going through, but I already shot you a real quick email before, Howard.
Okay, cool.
All right, guys, I'm going to put it down. I just had to jump in there and put my 2 cents in about that situation. And we'll catch you guys down the log. KD2, VOR, I gotta get back to work.
Does she ever have it? Okay, Rock, I'll call you in a few minutes. Or, I don't know, maybe you want me to wait 15 minutes, half hour, I don't know. Howard, nice making your acquaintance. Hope to talk to you further down the log. I've been retired now for about 14 weeks. And, I guess I wake up whenever I want and go to sleep whenever I want. And, just had a little glass of Jameson Irish whiskey here. And I have to watch my weight. I put around 2 inches on my waistline since I've been retired. I have to, become a bit more active. W2 Harbor Lights and Bologna on Rye, WA2ZOZ, KD2 Bologna on Rye. I'll call you shortly, Rock, WA2ZOZ.
Okay, nice meeting up with you there, Don. Pleasure. And congratulations on retiring. I guess, it takes a while to get used to, but definitely got to watch that weight. I have to do more exercise myself. I am definitely in the additional measurements. Rocky, about your phonetics, it reminds me of a joke. Very quick. The judge said, order in the court. So a guy stood up and said, I'll have a bologna on mine.
Yeah, Don got that one for me. I've been using it a lot. People get a kick out of it. All right, guys, I got to run. Don, you can call me anytime you want. Let me know if that email got through, Howard. You can email me back. It's a pretty long one, but my email's good on QRZ. KD2, BOR.
No, it didn't get through. I'm looking right now on my phone. You sent it to W2HL1 at Yahoo?
Yes, I did. You're the second person who told me my emails are not going through. I'm going to have to talk to my girlfriend about it. I got a new computer here, and it seems like that stuff's not going through, so I don't know what's... I'm getting emails, but for some reason they're not going out, so I'll have to check on that.
What is your signature on your email?
My signature? I'm computer illiterate. What do you mean?
First, will it say from your call?
Got the jammer in there, Al. I didn't catch that. It comes back to Rockies at something. That's all I can say about it.
Okay, QSL. Good morning, gentlemen. 73, we'll catch you another way. W2HL.
Both you guys will make it over that S-Wipe jammer. No problem copying here.
He was blocking Howard out to me, Don.
Okay, Rock. Give me about 10 minutes, I'll give you a call.
Get your WB2OXU. You want to give me another short transmission?
W2BOB, WB2OXU. Good morning, Bob. Yeah, that's a little, seems to be a little noisy there today.
Hey, that was loud and clear. Very good. Okay, anyone else for the net, please?
82CYX.
Bob. We have Vinny, KD2CYX, and Josephine. Vinny covered you, but I heard you say hello, Joe. Okay. So, Vinny and Josephine are with us. Very good. Any other check-ins?
AA2WP. Good morning, Bob.
A2MF. Good morning, Bob.
A2 Whiskey Papa. Very good. Any others?
K2MF. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Barry. Very good. Good to hear you. Nice, strong signal. K2MF. Are there any other check-ins?
Connected W2BOB. Connected KC2ZUM.
Okay, thank you for the attendance report. Are there any other check-ins for the net before we get into the group here? Nothing heard. We'll give it another try after we go through the list. But we haven't heard from John in two sessions, so I hope he's okay. Especially after all that weather came through the other day. So, anyway, we've got 68 degrees here. It feels like fall is on its way. Well, it is, actually, because we only have a month left of summer before we get into the fall season. And our humidity is 67%, bright sunshine, barometers at 2983 and rising, and I did make a brief trip outdoors, and it's very pleasant out there, for sure. Alrighty, here's our list. We have Alan, KC2ZUM, Paul, AT2T, George, NY9A, Phil, WB2OXU, Vinny, CYX, Josephine, WA2ZNT, Willie P, AA2WP, and Barry, K2MF. Are there any others? Okay, nothing heard. So, again, good morning to all, and hope you're enjoying the nice weather as we are. And fortunately, you know, I don't usually keep a record or anything, but since I installed the air conditioners, when it really started to get warm, summertime, I've only used them once. We've been very fortunate. Well, we have a good ventilation system with the fans that are up in the attic dispensing the hot air back into the atmosphere. So, but at any rate, we hope that everyone is enjoying what we've had so far, except, of course, for the inclement weather. I was going through some old paperwork yesterday, and I came across an envelope, and it's an envelope, a number 10 envelope. And I opened it up and figured it must be a memo or something that I wanted to save. But it wasn't. It was my original amateur radio licenses. Not the general. I don't know where the heck that one went. But my advanced class and my extra class, I got the advanced, and I was surprised because I had forgotten what years I did all this. I had gotten the advance in July of 94, and in October of 94, I got the extra. And then the following year, when they opened up the Vanity call system, I got a new license, of course, because I changed my call sign. So that was interesting. And, of course, I was originally licensed as a technician in 1966. So, time's fun when you're having marches. All right, let's go to Alan, KC2ZUM, and I understand you're only going to be around for the first half hour, so that's good. But let's hear what's new with you, Alan. W2BOB with the CBS Net. Go ahead.
cool up here. Sunny and bright, but it's cool. I don't even think it's 70 yet. I have to do some emergency electrical work here in the shack. I put off. I didn't get to it on Wednesday like I said I was going to do. And I got to do it here or else I'm going to have a problem. I've got one bad UPS. Each rack has its own UPS, but I've got a bad one that I got to change out, and it happens to be the one that I use for my internet communications around the house and the computers and Echo Link and everything, and it dropped out on me last night. I was able to get it back on again, but I want to change it out today, and so forth. All the other racks were changed, and this is the only one that I put off, so I'm going to do that today. And hope I'm coming through okay. Again, good morning to everyone there. And WZOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, Alan, very good. Yeah, your signal is okay. There was noise on the end, but that wasn't your fault. It was extraneous noise. So, but you're sounding good, the audio's good, and good luck with the UPS situation. All right, over to Paul, AC2T next, W2BOV. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful morning here. Nice sunshiny, bright, and nice and cool. And we'll be probably warm up a little bit this afternoon. But right now, it's very, very pleasant. And yeah, that noise is probably because it's quite windy out. So it could be that you get these static crashes and stuff like that. So everybody, I think you had a good day yesterday. A better one today. I hope a good one tomorrow, because things are really going nice. I guess Mother Nature is really making up for the bad winter we had, but sure is giving us a beautiful summer here, if you want to call it a summer. Right now it feels like fall almost. Anyway, back to Net. And oh, by the way, Vinny, if you're going to be around after the Net, I'd like to give you a call. So let me know. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB. And, it could be wind or something caused that. But it was only momentary. So. Alrighty, let's pick up George, not literally, but on the radio, NY9A W2BOB. Go ahead, George.
Oh, Bob, you are so droll. W2BOB and the group, good morning, all my friends. NY9A, and it's a pleasure to hear you all in here. Bob, I'm running over only 2.5 watts. Can you read me okay?
Yeah, you're full quieting. The audio sounds good as well, so go with it.
I sure will. No reason to beat up the battery if you don't have to, that's all I say. But this sweet spot seems to be the sweetest in the house, so... I have a special report this morning. As promised, I did an analysis of the noise that I've been experiencing and that Howie's been experiencing. And if I... can just have your indulgence, I'll drop the carrier and pick up the notebook and give you my summation on it. Here we go.
N2NBR.
Okay, John, we got you.
Good morning to you, John. Glad to have you with us. Okay, I did these observations upstairs in the bedroom, where the noise is on the fairly low side. Of course, downstairs in the shack area, it's just impossible. That's 2 floors below. So up there, the noise runs between an S1 and an S2, which means you can get a pretty good idea of the profile. I used my Texon radio, and I tuned from 550 to 17.5 megahertz. 550 kilohertz. I found noise was white, and that it peaks at about 9 megahertz. There were frequencies on the noise level at about 60 kilohertz spacing intervals, and the noise extended, you know, from 2.5 to 17.5 megahertz and dropped off below and above. So there's my report, and I'll take any of your analyses as you'd like to give them to me. W2BOB and the group, NY9A.
Okay, NY9A, W2BOB. Well, that's a very concise report, and but it's hard to tell exactly what it might be in that frequency range unless you have some sort of statistics, I think. Well, this device will do this in that range or whatever. But that was very well done, George. So good luck with it, but it's not going to cure the problem, unfortunately. Alrighty, Bill is next. WB2OXU, W2BOB with CBS. Go ahead, Bill.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone. Good to hear you all today. It's another bright, sunshiny morning, but the temperature's a little cool. 62 degrees. Somebody said summer. What summer? I'm still waiting for summer. What happened to the dog days of August? It's been kind of crazy with this weather, but as far as I'm concerned, we haven't had any summer at all. Unless, of course, these temperatures are going to extend into maybe October and November, which will be all right. But anyway, George, I don't know. It's kind of the noise levels there, but I don't know if you have access or you can turn your radio into a sniffer and just go around and see whether it's external noise or internal being generated by some appliance or some other apparatus inside, such as light fixtures or who knows, power line, you know, extension cords or things like that. But yeah, that's kind of tough. I know at one time I had a problem when I was on HF with the Kenwood, where it was picking up a noise, and it turned out to be an extension cord causing the problem. And I had to take the extension cord and a toroid coil and wrap the extension cord around it a few turns, and that seemed to eliminate it. But yeah, noise, wherever it may be, electrically or mechanically, sometimes very hard to detect. And I think we all know from driving vehicles that sometimes you hear the noise coming from one side and it turns out to be from the opposite end. But yeah, it's kind of tough. W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. And yeah, there could be a number of different aspects to it all. And remember, in the old days when you had interference on the HF band, it usually was somebody's television IF that was generating interference. And of course, I did mention the other day that a real problem occurred when doctors had those diathermy machines, and that caused a lot of radio interference. So, but I'm sure sooner or later something will come up. Maybe John can enlighten us in his turn. I know that cable television, and in particular cable vision, because a friend of mine had the problem. He wasn't even connected to cable vision, but his landlord, who lived on the first floor of the two-family house, was connected to cable vision. And every time my friend turned his radio on, he got interference, and they narrowed it down to a cable drop. So,
Alrighty, KD2CYX, Benny, your turn for the CBS retirees net. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Good morning, everybody. What a glorious day out today. I'm looking at the sky right now. It's just perfect blue. A little breeze blowing, but temperature is nice and cool. So it's going to be a glorious day in the beginning of the weekend, which is terrific. And George, the other day I was riding on New York 9A, and guess who I thought of? Oh yes, it was you, George. it was funny as I see the sign NY 9A, and boom, pops right into my head. George's name right after that. It's amazing how things associate with one another. This weekend I'm going out to dinner with a cousin of mine. I haven't seen her in a long time, her and her husband, and we'll be going up to Fairfield. My son has a restaurant up there, and we're gonna go to his restaurant and see tomorrow night. Yep, tomorrow evening. And it's a really pretty town up in Fairfield, Connecticut. If anybody has been up there. And it's right by the water. We'll probably take a ride over to the beach area there, and you know, walk around the beach. It's such a lovely beach there. But I'm looking forward to that. And see, there was another point I wanted to make here, and I can't remember it. But whatever, it'll probably come back to me, and I'll remember it next go around. So I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB. KD2CYX.
Okay, very good. KD2CYX, W2BOB. What kind of food do they serve at the restaurant, Vinny?
Italian, of course. Yeah, it's Italian. It's called, the name of the place is Molto Mozzarella and Wine Bar. Don't let that fool you. It's, he has a tremendous bar with a tremendous list of wine, with really good wines there. And it serves Italian food. It's very, very, very nice. Nice little restaurant. Back to you, Bob.
KC2EMG.
Okay, good morning, Bob. KC2EMG with us. Just stand by. You're on the list. And next, it's Josephine Stern, WA2ZNT. But we have our favorite Italian restaurant in this neighborhood, and they always do a good job. As a matter of fact, they treat us like family because we've been going there so long. But started out as a pizza parlor and grew, and then it was an eat-in pizza parlor, and they started to add additional items to the menu, and eventually it became so popular that they moved out of the storefront they were in, and they moved into two storefronts a little further in the mall, and expanded the whole thing. It was really, really quite nice. So. Alrighty, Josephine, it's your turn. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with the CBS Net.
W2BOB and the CBS Net. WA2ZNT, good morning, everybody. What a nice lineup this morning. Very good, and good to hear EMG come on, and Barry, and all the rest, and George there, John, my goodness, Paul, Bill, Vinny. That's very, very nice that your son has a restaurant, so you can go anytime. I think Italian food is the most popular, isn't it? I never heard anybody complain about it. Everyone who went to any of them always enjoyed the menu. And I used to, my husband and I, years ago, when we went anywhere, it was usually an Italian place. It brings back good memories, makes your mouth water just to talk about the choices. And Bob, what did you like best in the nice place where you go, you and Kathy? What did you order mostly? pasta dishes, ravioli, or lasagna, or what, or all three. All right, that's all I have right now. W2BOB and the group WA2ZNT.
Hey, Joe, WA2ZNT, W2BOB. Well, now you woke up my appetite. What I really like, they make a very, very tasty chicken parmesan dish, and I usually have some angel hair pasta. And they have a special pasta night, several nights. I think it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday during the week. And you can get a whole meal for $10. Of course, they make their money by selling the wine, and of course, we always have at least, there's a group of us, you know, together, the neighbors, and so we imbibe usually in a carafe and a half of wine for the meal. But they serve salad and the main course and dessert and a beverage like coffee or tea. And it's all included in the same price, so the only thing you pay extra for is the wine. But, and I also like very much baked CD Siciliano, because that's got everything in it. You know, it's very spicy, but delicious. And that, of course, it comes with baked CD. So basically pasta. Kathy likes lasagna a lot more than the other dishes. So that's it. But a wide menu, wide variety of choices. Alpha Alpha 2 WP, Willie P is next for the CBS Retirees Net. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Well, I'm going to have to just hang it up and run and go get something to eat. I'm just starving from listening to all of that talk, especially the delicious descriptions that were going on there. Not much to report here. As just like everybody else, bright sunshine out, nice day. I did get in a little DXing, and a couple of them were unusual. I got, I guess it was yesterday, 17 meters. I got a guy who is at the southern tip of India, according to QSZ, is 8,200 miles from here, and he had some pileup. Took me about 45 minutes of working splits on a pileup to finally get through, but he acknowledged me, and I think I had a 5.7 on that contact, but all the way to India. That's my first contact in India, so that's a new one. Yesterday, I picked up a maritime mobile, a freighter off the coast of Brazil who was en route to Port Charleston, and the guy running 100 watts with a wire hanging from one of the cranes. And once again, my friend Wayne in New Zealand came on. We're getting to be old buddies. I think that's 3 days in a row I was able to make contact with him. And real nice chap. Tells you all about his work day and how he's relaxing after work. Anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with the DXing. And looking forward to getting my beam antenna up and seeing see if I can do any more. With that, W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Okay, very good. Boy, that's great. India and Maritime Mobile. And Brazil was a good shot, too. I that those ships and then, you know, Aeronautical Mobile worked a couple of airliners where the captain was working the ham radio while the co-pilot flew. But at any rate, very good. How many countries have you worked so far, Willie P?
The official count is 98. India was the 98th, and you know that counts all those little islands and what have you that they count as countries or entities or whatever. But 98.
That's terrific. In the short amount of time that you've been doing it, that's probably set a new record. Okay, let's move along to K2MF, W2BOB with the CBS. Over to you, Barry.
A2MF, you still with us? Well, maybe you got a phone call or something. Okay, N2NBR, you're next, John. And what frequencies on cable company drops interfere most with radio reception, if you know? And I think you probably do. But this is W2BOB with the net, and over to you, John.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm not sure who all's on frequency here, but a friendly hello from yours truly is here. And Bob, I don't have that in the back of my head. I do have a list somewhere on my cable references for numbers, but I'm guessing somewhere around channel 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, anything, and of course that occurs in the 2 meter range, and similarly in 220 as well as 440. That's off the top of my head. But always be mindful, everybody, that it is not good for Cablevision or anybody else in the cable world to be transmitting frequencies, interference or otherwise. And because if it goes one way, it also means it goes the other way, meaning the system can be interfered with via, you know, ham radio for one thing, but that also includes police cars and fire engines and hospitals and all that. So it's very bad for Cablevision or any other entity in that world to have interference because, as I say, it travels both ways. And that's especially true if the FCC or their representative happens to be flying over your plant as a cable owner, and they can spot, they have a spectrum analyzer on board whatever flag aircraft they're flying, and that will tell them immediately what is, what's not only what frequency is, but the intensity and the location, so all simultaneously. That's when they want to spend a few bucks enforcing the law. I don't know how often that occurs these days, but I remember working for the cable company in Mamaroneck, and we had to be, we had to sweat that because the outside plant maintenance people had to be on their toes preventing that sort of thing. And also, George, one of the, when it comes to your turn again, one of the things I would ask you is that does the RF level change with the frequency? Also, appliances, they were the biggest, one of the biggest offenders. I have, believe it or not, I have about a 10-year-old GE four-slice toaster, stainless steel four-slice toaster, that emits a an RF interference. I mean, that just dropped. That an RF interference, I haven't really figured out about where all that is, but I can hear it. And if I walk near it with a handheld radio, sometimes even disconnecting the antenna from the same radio, I can still hear interference from that. Another one is a telephone answering devices. That's another one. That's one. And flat screen TV sets, last but certainly not least. For the moment, that's about it. Bob, back to you. W2BOB in a group. And by the way, yes, we do have a gorgeous sky out there. Temperature up here in northern Westchester is 60 degrees. Let's see what else we got here. Humidity. I can't see the screen here. 78% or 72%. So, yeah, it's a 72% humidity, and barometric pressure is 29.86 and steady. So, again, we have a beautiful day. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group N2NBR.
Okay, very good. Thank you. N2NBR, W2BOB. And on a brief note, were you responsible for having to put up the storm warning flags with that big rainstorm that came through? But there were small craft warnings up. Over.
Yes, we put up small craft warnings. See, the Hudson River is different than Long Island Sound. Long Island Sound, when the wind blows east and west, it has much more, of course, because the sound runs east and west, it has a much more profound wave action from that direction. And the Hudson River, same issue, except it runs north and south. So I had the small craft flags up, that would have been a week ago Tuesday, I think, something like that. And then there were, I could have put them up day before yesterday, but I didn't because the wind was not conducive to heavy wave action on the Hudson. And so I passed on it at that point. But yes, I do. I'm as fleet captain, I'm responsible for the flag issues, among other things, which we are having difficulties with because of bridge construction. But I won't go into that now. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. N2NBR, W2BOB. Well, they could have used some small or larger craft warnings on the Long Island Expressway at Islip. Because all of the automotive traffic became marine traffic, it seems. Okay. KC2EMG. KC2EMG, W2BOB. Good to have you back with us. And go ahead and make your transmission, Bob. Over.
KC2EMG. Well, I was fascinated by a couple of things. Nice to hear you all here. We've been busy. The mention of Fairfield, of course, brings to mind the fact that we're a town away. So I'm going to ask for the name of that restaurant again, because we're pretty familiar with that area. But Bob, I posed a question last time you and I spoke. I was looking for the name of the inn that was up off Montauk Highway, just east of Hampton Bays. And after we stopped talking, it came to me. It was the Scotch Mist Inn. And the reason it was of special interest was that my wife and I had our first date there. So it burned down, but we had nothing to do with that, I assure you. Let me drop. And let's see. Sunday night, if I've got the schedule correct, Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks are going to be playing at the Levitt Pavilion. That's an outdoor free air venue in Westport. And I guess some of you are familiar. Well, I know Joe is familiar with Giordano, who plays the music from the original scores, the original book is what he calls it. Of the 20s and so on, people like Whiteman and Hampton and all those good guys. So I'm looking forward to that, as well as a clam bake, a lobster bake, really, tonight on the beach at Westport. So a lot of things are going on. KC2EMG over to W2BOB.
Okay, very good. KC2EMG, W2BOB. Are you transmitting from Connecticut at this point?
Negative. I'm transmitting for Westchester.
Okay, very good. And thank you for the Scotch Mist Inn info. I seem to recall it, but as I say, we never really went there and such, but we did go to Herb McCarthy's show every year, practically, for their annual shindig that they had. Okay, let me see if Barry might have returned. K2MF, W2BOB, we called you in, but you didn't reply, so try it again. Over to you, Barry.